Well, after tomorrow morning, I'm having a little break to freshen up for one of the biggest springs ever, and that's the reason why I wanted to get Lindsay Murphy on. Lindsay is retiring in about 11 days' time. Lindsay, good morning from the Australian Turf Club.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Lindsay, this is my last chance to congratulate you, mate. I most sincerely wanted to do it on air. I just didn't want to ring you and say, well done, mate. It's been one hell of a ride. It must have been an amazing day last Saturday at the races with everyone.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Andrew. But yes, last Saturday was amazing. A lot of old STC people there, a lot of friends, a lot of family, all my family and people I'm working with still at the moment. So, no, it was a great day.
It would have been. Did you shed a tear? Come on, be honest now. Did you shed a tear?
When the family bit came up, I did, yeah. I could, thanking people, and then you realise what the family have done for you and so on. Yes, I did.
Yeah, look, Bernadette, your lovely wife, we at times male can take our wives for granted a little bit, but I can say that because Bernie's not listening, so that's my Bernie's not listening.
Yeah.
Mate, you get up early, you go to work, and you come home, and they're there looking after you all the time, aren't they?
That's right. They're doing everything else that enables you to be able to do that and put in that time and whatever. So, no, it is quite amazing. They do a lot. The ship wouldn't keep sailing without them.
No, exactly. Lindsay, with the 10 or 11 days to go, and we're coming through sort of winter into, the next few weeks, hopefully a bit of warmth or whatever, but how are the Sydney tracks as you're leaving them, mate?
Look, I'm tickled pink with them, to be perfectly honest, Andrew. For the fact that it is the middle of winter, they don't look winterish at all at the moment, which is quite amazing. That rain we had early in the piece has kicked on our ryegrass and given us kept a bit of colour in the tracks, but no, they've been performing well and holding up well. So since that rain has stopped, we've had a bit of a dry spell. They're still affected because they won't dry out greatly at this time of year, but the actual condition of them is terrific.
So let's look at Randwick tomorrow. How does it look? What are you rating it this morning?
It's a soft six at the moment, Andrew. The penetrometer this morning's 5.69. It'll probably hang around in that range. If it was to get any better, it'd only be marginal as the day went on. But it'll be around that mark, which is, a nice winter track we'll have.
Yeah, for sure. Lindsay, most sincerely, and there'll be plenty of others that'll do it in the next 10 or 11 days, but as I say, tomorrow, after tomorrow, I'm having a few weeks off. But, mate, to you on air, most sincerely, you've become a very good friend over the years of doing what we do, and, mate, I really do appreciate it most sincerely what you've come on air and done all thousands of updates and let us know you've strolled tracks with me, telling me what it's all about and everything, mate. It's been fantastic. I know you're going to enjoy retirement, where you're heading to, mate. And I just wanted to say personally, congratulations on an amazing career, mate.
No, thanks very much for that, Andrew. I really appreciate those words. We have built up quite a relationship over the years, and I thank you and do enjoy our friendship that has developed because of that. And I think that's fantastic. And it's, just how the business is. We're trying to get information out there to the people, and I'm more than happy to do it. But thanks very much.
Good on you, Lindsay. We'll speak again soon. Have a good next couple of weeks.